like that who cares, and you can see that he does, he will get better, and then he's going to be silly good.
Oh, yeah. It's exciting. Exciting to watch him
Very
already
exciting.
As his season is still just starting. But you get glimpses of what he can do and what he can bring to this program. Brian Dorsey, DJ Karstensen, and Jeff Anderson are your officials for this matchup. The Badgers and the traveling Cardinal and the white trim. The Providence Friars in a home white and the black trim. Big crowd on hand. The student section, it was filling up 90 minutes ago, for I think certainly an hour ago they were coming in here, and
yeah.
It's been a pretty lively environment for a while.
It's fun to see the student section come so early. We were talking about that. That was probably my favorite, and I know a lot of my teammates said the same thing. When a student section showed up an hour or more before, and they're here harassing you before the game starts, that's when your blood gets going.
You know it's game on, and you know you're good when you're on the road and they're here that early. That's that backhanded compliment. You know, they're giving you the business, but they're showing respect.
It's mad respect.
Yes,
yeah.
It is. As the Friars break their pregame huddle, as we are set to go. A talented team, we mentioned, if you're just checking us out, a team that is changing its style of play under Kim English. They want to get up and down, they'll shoot a lot of threes, and you open the door and they'll straight line drive you all night long as well. Athletic group. And let's see what happens here tonight. Road game number one for the Wisconsin Badgers. This hectic stretch will continue with a home matchup against Robert Morris on Friday. And then in 6 days, Wisconsin will take on Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers down in Fort Myers, Florida. They are on their feet at Amico Mutual Pavilion, home of the Providence Friars. It'll be Oduro and Crowell jumping center. Toss and tap to the Badgers from our vantage point by the Wisconsin bench. Wisconsin goes to our left in the first half. We are underway. The Friars man-to-man defensively. Max Klesman against Jaden Pierre. High screen from Stephen Crowell. Turns it out the wall, top of the circle. He's with Bryce Hopkins. Now it's Storr. Dribbles off the left wing. He is with Ticket Gaines. Left block. Turns in the lane. Fires. Missed it. Rebound. The Ticket Gaines. Devontae's his given name. They call him Ticket. And here comes Jaden Pierre in the lane. A bump and taken away by Max Klesman. With the defense right away for Wisconsin. Opening minute, no score. Chucky Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Dribbles to the free throw line. Feeds Crowell. Open three. Left of the circle. Off the back rim. No good. Devin Carter the rebound. 45 seconds gone by. We have no score. Friars move to our right. Here's Carter to the line. Runs it out to Pierre on the right wing. Guarded by Chucky Hepburn. Left-hand toss to Bryce Hopkins. He's with Tyler Wall on the left wing. Moves inside to the rim, and the layup is good.
That's what we talked about right there. You cannot let him get dribble penetration. If he does that all night, it's going to be over for the Badgers.
And he gave the early test, and he passed it. Did Bryce Hopkins, 2-0. Providence, a minute gone by. Stephen Crowell throws to Wall at the left point. Hopkins is on him. Now it's Storr versus Gaines on the dribble left wing. A pass back out to Hepburn, guarded by Devin Carter. Chucky off the Crowell screen. Pulls mid-range right side jump. Back rim no good. And they'll get Crowell for a foul, I believe, here. He was battling with Josh. So check it. They're going to call it Josh Oduro. Beg your pardon. Oduro called for the foul. That'll be his first.
It looked like he grabbed his arm and held it back, and that's why he got called for that foul.
In English, getting a little clarification from DJ Karstensen. Chucky Hepburn baseline left, inbounds to Klesman. To Klesman, snaps off the three, left corner, no good. Gains the rebound. Minute and a half gone by, 2-0 Providence. Jaden Pierre, known for having, among other things, a quick first step. Edging the screen was Crowell, throwing to Hopkins, right wing against Tyler Wall. Hopkins with a left-hand dribble, bounces to Oduro, single coverage Crowell. Oduro backing, a dig from Klesman, knocked it loose. Oduro gets it back, whips it up top, Pierre for three straight away, it's good. Jaden Pierre makes it 5-0 Providence, 2 minutes in.
They did what they were supposed to do, get it to the outside. Good basketball, Pierre.
With the ball, it's Wall between the arcs, throwing to A.J. Storr, high on the right. Storr on the dribble, a screen from Crowell. A.J. moves left lane line, hits the brakes, pivots. Ball knocked away, it's loose. Storr to the floor, Gaines to the floor. Gaines trying to out-hustle him to it, but could not control it. It bounces out of bounds to the right corner. Don Blackwell is going to check in the early going for Wisconsin.
A little quick now on defense. kind of take that first shot. I like the aggressiveness, but they're too much comfortable in their defensive positions. Make them work right now. Make them use their legs.
Eight on the shot clock. Hepburn sideline right, front court, inbounds to Wall. Wall puts it on the deck against Bryce Hopkins in the lane. Goes up right hand, off the rim and out, no good. Rebound Oduro. And up the floor comes Providence. A cold start for Wisconsin. Devin Carter being chased by Hepburn. Carter in the lane, runs it up, and it counts, and a foul. 7-0 Providence. Hepburn the foul, and one coming up for the Friars.
We talked about at the beginning of this broadcast, you got to stop them from getting in the paint right now. That's twice they've gotten to that paint. They get what they want, so we got to force them to the outside, and that defensive help position needs to be there.
Devin Carter, who had 13 points and 5 assists on Saturday night against Milwaukee. It's his first bucket here, and the free throw is on the way, and that's off the heel of the rim. No good. Klesmith the rebound. 2 minutes, 40 seconds gone by. 7-0 Providence. Hepburn to the front court, throwing to Klesman against Jaden Pierre, right of the center circle. Doll, bad pass inside, wanted Wall, picked off. Here comes Tickett Gaines to the front court. He'll throw to Bryce Hopkins, got by Wall to the rim. Layup, no, lost the grip. It comes down to Blackwell. And here comes Wisconsin. A little 5-on-4 going, but Oduro gets back. Wall top of the circle. Wall throws it to Chucky Hepburn, left corner. Whips it to Klesman, left of the wheel. Klesman finds Blackwell for three, right side. Thank you, John Blackwell. The freshman gets Wisconsin on the board.
In rhythm, what I like he's going to be able to do here, I think he's going to stop that dribble penetration that Storr seems to be having trouble with early on in the season.
16:38 left in the first half, 7-3 Providence. Gaines hands off to Carter between the circles. He's with Blackwell. Now Pierre gets an Oduro screen. Hepburn works over it. Hopkins now pulls up, foul line jumper. No good. Rebound Hepburn for Wisconsin. Here comes Chucky up the right side of the front court. Works off a crowd bump at the free throw line. Hepburn steps back, foul line jumper. Good. And the Badgers with the last 5 points.
That was that change of pace we talked about earlier this morning, is that we were fast, 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 and slow it down, that change up, right, using a baseball terminology. Great job by Chucky.
About 4 minutes in, 7-5 Providence. Jaden Pierre throwing to Oduro between the circles. He'll feed Hopkins. High on the left, Wall in the defensive stance. A pass to Pierre. Hepburn digs in. A throw to Carter. Turns a corner. Off balance, up, around and out, no good. But a foul is called. And we'll go, I believe, against Blackwell of Wisconsin as we hit our first media timeout. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And with more than 1,300 slot machines and a 95% average payout, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison is your hometown big win. Make your next night out a winning one at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. 15:52 left in the first half. Providence 7, Wisconsin 5. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Menards 11% sale ends Thanksgiving Day. Renovate your kitchen with new cabinets from Cardell. Ready to install and featuring a modern look. Cardell cabinets give your kitchen a new feel. All Cardell designer and cornerstone cabinets are on sale. Plus, 11% off. Stores close Thanksgiving, but 11% off remains in effect on Menards.com. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger football.
Ho, 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 ho! Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you. Ho, ho, ho!
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Kripescast is just the butter on my cheese.
When it came time, like, oh, I'm going to pursue comedy. At the time, it was like, well, it's New York and Los Angeles. I'm like, I knew more people in New York. I knew you'd get funnier in New York and there's more stage time. I'm like, I'm going to L.A. Like, if my dreams are going to come crashing down, I'd rather have them come crashing down on the beach.
Kripescast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
That definitely is in attack mode under Coach English. That foul before the media timeout was assessed to John Blackwell, his first, and the team's second, and Devin Carter will go to the free throw line. Carter last year was a 72% foul shooter. A couple years ago was at South Carolina, last year at Providence, averaged 13 points a game, and that's his number through the first two this season. First free throw is good. Friars last year got into the NCAA tournament, lost in the opening round to Kentucky. Second free throw coming up on the way, and that will roll off. No good. O'Durrell fights for the rebound, and Carter Gilmore in there as well. It went off of Gilmore and out of bounds. You got Gilmore, Nolan Winter out there along with Blackwell, Hepburn, and Klesman. So the Friars keep it 8-5 Providence with 15:50 left in the first half. Carter, sideline right, front court, will inbound. Going into Jaden Pierre, feeds O'Durrell at the top against Winter. O'Durrell kills the dribble, scoops it to Pierre, slips it to O'Durrell to the rim, slam dunk.
When you're not hedging, you're giving that backdoor action, and that's exactly what's going to happen.
And turn into easy money for O'Durrell. 10-5 Providence. Gilmore leads it for Hepburn, top of the circle against Devin Carter. A pass for Klesman, hooks it to Gilmore high on the right. Sends it to Winter at the top, kicks it to Klesman, whips it to Blackwell, baseline left. Probes, fadeaway, 8-footer is good. And Blackwell with 5 off the bench.
Great hesitation, great pause in his game.
10-7, the Friars, not quite 5 minutes in. Pierre on the dribbler, reels around an O'Durrell screen, bounces to Hopkins, left corner 3 is good. Bryce Hopkins with 5 early points.
He's dangerous in and out, so Badgers have to recover.
13-7, Providence, a little more than 5 minutes gone by. Hepburn throwing to Winter, rotates to Gilmore at the left point. Carter leaves it for Winter, puts it on the deck, back to Gilmore, hands off to Blackwell with 14 on the shot clock. Blackwell between the circles against Ticket Gaines. Leaves it for Winter at the top. 7 to shoot. Klesman around on Winter's screen. Max driving. Kicks it left corner. Gilmore for 3. Off the rim. No good. Winter the offensive rebound. Weak side. Gets it to Blackwell. He tries a 3 right corner. No good. And Ticket gains the rebound. Loops it ahead to Jaden Pierre. Up the left sideline of the front court. Goes cross court to Hopkins. Inside feed. O'Durrell catches. Back out to Carter. He'll hoist up a 3 and nothing but net. And a timeout taken by Greg Gard as the Friars feeling it here in the early going. 30-second timeout taken by Wisconsin with 14:15 left in the half, 16-7 Providence.
A lot of good inside-out basketball by Providence right now. What Wisconsin has to do is dial up the ball pressure. They're letting too many easy passes in and out of the court right now. So unless that changes, they're going to get a lot of really simple looks.
Now, we talked about this Providence team wanting to shoot a lot of threes, less than 30% of the first two games, but 3 of 3 out of the shoot tonight.
But what they're also really good at in the first half especially is that they get out. If they get out ahead of their opponent, they're almost I don't want to say a guarantee, but they're almost a guarantee to win. So Wisconsin right now has to take this pause and get back their own run right now before they let this get out of control.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. And today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics. Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi's. Greg Gard needing to burn a timeout early going. 14:15 left in the half, 16-7 Providence.
That's a smart timeout. Breaks the energy just a little bit. Reset your guys. You got a couple substitutions. So right now the Badgers have to get a bucket here.
All right, set the floor here. You got Blackwell, Hepburn, Connor, Esegin on the floor, along with Wall and Crow. And Providence showing a little backcourt resistance here. Looks like it wants to throw the press on. Tyler Wall will inbound. Bounces it into Crow, who will hand off to Hepburn, and now Providence will release and drop back to half-court D. Chucky slow jogs it to the front court. He'll throw to Crow, left of the circle, feeds Wall in the right wing. Hopkins is on Tyler, giving him space, a throw to Hepburn. Carter overplay, the kick Hepburn off to Blackwell, left corner three, no good. Rebound tip, pulled down by Corey Floyd, out there for the first time for Providence tonight. Scoops it to Hopkins, steps into a three right of the circle, off the rim, no good. Blackwell the rebound. After hitting the first three from distance, a miss for Providence. Garway Duwall, very promising freshman. And a Southern California Academy on the floor for Providence. Here's a siege around a screen, feeds Wall, cut off right block. Wall starts to back on Hopkins, backing in the lane. Turns left shoulder, up right hand, over everything. Blackwell there, weak side for the putback. He has seven.
Great attention to that shot. He was crashing the board all the way out from the three-point line. So good job by John Blackwell to get to the hole.
16-9 Providence, 13-15 left of the first half. Corey Floyd off the Oduro screen. Stops right lane line. Feeds Duval. Now it's Carter, top of the circle. A flip to Floyd. Floyd just under the three-point line. Looped it inside. Deflected by Wall. Kicked back out to Hopkins. Off the right wing. Runs into Badger traffic and finds Oduro. Short-range baseline right jumper, which he hits. 18-9 Providence. 12:52 left in the first half. Tyler Wall right of the circle. Throws to Esegin. Connor. On the dribble, pulls up, left elbow jumper, no good. Hopkins the rebound. And he'll turn and go for the Friars. 12:40 left in the half, 9-point lead Providence. Hopkins runs it out to Oduro, top of the circle. Oduro kills the dribble, loops it into Carter in the lane. He's against Crow, the guard against the big, kicks it back out to Duval. Duval against John Blackwell. A couple of freshmen have it at it. Now Carter. Carter against Crow. A step back three for Carter, right of the circle. Heel of the rim, no good. Rebound back tap from Oduro to Duval. Carway Duval with the ball down at the left point against John Blackwell. He'll throw it off the left wing. Corey Floyd feeds Carter for three straight away. It's good again. And Devin Carter with his second three.
He's dangerous from the top of the key. Most of his makes are from that area.
21-9 Providence, and a whistle off the ball. And a foul called. Brian Dorsey on the call. This will go against Garway Duval.
Yeah, great cut by John Blackwell. He caught him sleeping, and when he did, he grabbed his shirt.
All right, we got a timeout on the floor. The All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 11:55 left in the first half. Providence 21, Wisconsin 9. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Calling all Badgers fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Days sweepstakes today at AmFam.com/Badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Badger basketball also brought to you by Rail Transport, offering truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. 21-9, Providence leads Wisconsin, 11:55 left in the half. It's a simple game, right, Charlie? Providence 8 out of 12, 4-6 for 3. Wisconsin 4-14, 1 of 6. Sometimes stats lie, sometimes they don't. They're telling the truth here, aren't they?
They're telling a big truth, but Wisconsin's not taking bad shots. They're just not entering the ball to the post or getting post action, and I think that's what's probably limiting a clearer shot, right? They're not terrible shots. They're just not as in rhythm as they need to be. So I would think some adjustments here are going to be focusing on getting the ball down low or attacking the rim. Get to the free throw line. It's one of the really key qualities of Wisconsin basketball is shooting equal to or not greater than the amount of free throws, and that's what makes them win.
Yeah, Greg Gard talked about that before the season started, wanting to at least get 25 attempts per game if you can, and that would be way up from last year. They didn't get to the foul line as much as they probably should have against Tennessee. They had them in the bonus, didn't take advantage of it, and they were 14 to 23 at the foul line in that game too. So they know they got to get there a little bit more and hit at a better clip. AJ Storr back in there for Wisconsin. Max Klesmit, baseline right, will be inbounded. Max looking, and he'll send it out to Crow. So you got Storr, Crow, Klesmit, Asijan, and Wall, the five of the floor. Crow throwing to Storr, curls around a Crow screen in the lane, leaves it for Crow, low on the right, knocked away by Corey Floyd. Storr is there, 10 on the shot clock. Mid-post right is Tyler Wall, up over Gaines, off the glass and rim, no good, tipped up, no. Crow the rebound, knocked away. Here comes Jaden Pierre on the push for Providence. And a whistle off the ball as a foul is called as Wall was sent to the floor. He took one there, took an elbow, I believe. It's going to go against Josh Oduro. And they're going to take a look at it to see if the hit got up high. The foul on Oduro is his second. Or check it. It might be on, I don't know if it's on Oduro or Floyd. It is on Oduro.
Yeah, it is Oduro. Yeah. When he was running on the court, Wall went to go cut him off, and he cleared him with his left arm. If they show it on the screen here, you're going to see how much he clears him out of that space.
And my guess is they're not going to show it on the video board here, and no monitor here, so.
Probably not. But you know what? They're checking that because in that play, no player at 200 and some pounds just goes flying off the court.
11:31 left in the first half, 21-9. Providence leading Wisconsin.
Well, we talked about it right out of the timeout. They attacked the rim. I know it wasn't successful, but they got three really good attempts. Providence is going to get hands in. They're a little smaller, so they're going to dig and dig and dig. Wisconsin's got to keep that ball up high, especially when they're down low. Make them foul you.
Safest part of this video review, we're nowhere near the monitors, so we won't have a coach yelling at us the way there was one by Tony Bennett got on Corey Alexander on an out-of-bounds play where the...
After I heard that, I was like, I'll never do that.
Yeah, the analyst, who's a Virginia alum, told the official, hey, you want to take another look here? And they got the call right. Tony wasn't real happy. So Tony went into dad mode. It was good. But Virginia won the game. So everybody's good.
Well, we get intense in those moments, and we see red every now and again.
So nothing flagrant there after the review. It will be Wisconsin basketball. The foul on Oduro, though, is his second, so... He's on the bench as we play on. Max Klesmit against Jaden Pierre. Max across the mid-stripe. Now Storr versus Corey Floyd. Asijan against Duval. Gives off to Crow. Rafael Castro, 6'11", redshirt sophomore on the floor now with Oduro on the bench. Crow starts to back on Castro. Left block. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Rattles out. No good. Castro the rebound. Badgers are stone cold from the floor in this first half. Arway Duval at the top of the circle feeds Jaden Pierre, whips it inside. Castro catches mid-post right. Little dig from Asijan. Now Floyd probing baseline right. Moving against Asijan. Pass knocked away by Wall. It's loose. And Pierre for three straight away. He hit it. Oh, when you're hot, you're hot. Scramble plays even working for Providence. 24-9, the Friars. 10:40 left in the first half.
Well, when you got guys shooting really well, you got to get in them. You got to change their pace.
Stephen Crow, a tough bounce, gets in there to Store, and he got fouled by Corey. Now check that. Got ahead of myself. Is this going to go the other way?
They called a double dribble. Yeah. I think he thought the ball got tipped, but I don't think it did, and he picked it up and redid it.
Siegen out. Hepburn is in. 10:32 left in the first half. 24-9 Providence. And the Badgers guilty of their second turnover. Castro high on the left. Klesman defends. A pass for Pierre. He's with Hepburn between the circles. Takes it off the left hip, puts it on the deck, sends it out to Hopkins on the left wing. Hopkins drives on Wall, and he got fouled by Tyler Wall. And again, that dribble attack, Wall picks up his first foul.
We talked about this morning. You cannot let them go baseline. Baseline breaks down the entire defensive structure, force them back to the middle.
Three team fouls against Wisconsin, likewise for Providence. 10:13 left of the break, 24-9 the Friars. Jaden Pierre, baseline rights. He'll throw it in to Bryce Hopkins. At the top against Wall. Hopkins with a left-hand dribble. Spin move in the lane. Fades, flips 10 feet away, and that just clipped the rim. No good. Wall the rebound. Tight ropes the baseline. Now brings it up the floor. Left side of the front court. Wall stops the dribble. He'll throw to Crowell, top of the arc. He's up for A.J. Store. Pull up foul line, hanging pass back out the Wall. Now to Store. 4-3, right of the circle. It danced off the rim, no good. Rebound loose. Run down by Crowell off a deflection near the right corner. They're trying to trap him there. And a tough pass gets out to Hepburn at the left point. Whips it to Store, left corner, and he got fouled by Corey Floyd. It'll be his first and the team's fourth.
Great ball movement by the Badgers. They're attacking the rim a lot more. So, again, with 9.5 minutes left in the second half, or in the first half, if you can attack, chip away a little bit, this game is not going to run out of control.
Badgers just 4 of 19 for the field. Here's Hepburn. Right elbow feeds Wall. He'll try a three left of the circle, and it's no good. Short rebound, Hopkins. Cold spell continues. Here's Pierre for three right side. He's not cold. He hits his third three of this first half. 27-9 Providence. 9:15 left in the first half of play. Max Klesman throwing to Store right of the center circle. Store feeds Crowell at the top of the arc. Crowell one dribble. Gives off to Store. Curls left of the lane. Swoops to the rim. Layup back rim no good. Rebound tapped to Crowell. And he will finish with the right hand. The lid's off the basket for Stevie.
Great job by Store to get deep into the lane. And that tip out by him allowed Steven to get right to the hoop.
27-11, Providence. 8:45 left in the half. Corey Floyd out of control. Austin driving the left lane line out of bounds to Wisconsin.
So that's what we were talking about. If you bring him to the middle and there's that double team, look what happened. He dribbles right off of his leg because he's not going to be used to that pressure.
Carter Gilmore in for Tyler Wall. 8:43 left in the first half. 27-11, Providence. And here comes Chucky Hepburn for Wisconsin against Devin Carter. A throw to Crowell, right wing. Stevie gives off to Gilmore. High on the right. Sends it to Klesman. Right of the circle is Max. Bounce pass Crowell, right of the lane. Single coverage from Castro. Crowell backing. Right block. Turns, ducks in. Up right hand. Rattles out, no good. And a rebound at Ticket Gaines. Outlet left to Jaden Pierre. Here off the Castro screen. Drives right lane line up right hand. Good. Jaden Pierre scoring outside and now scoring inside.
Again, no help side on that right there. Chucky missed a pretty big opportunity to help his teammate.
29-11 Providence. Hepburn gets it to Crowell. Left of the lane. Backing on Castro and a whistle and a foul called on Rafael Castro.
That's a focus this year. As soon as the offensive player makes that move, you cannot displace him, and that's exactly what happened.
And that'll be the first on Castro, the fifth on Providence, and we have a break in the action. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. We protect what you value. Visit clearybuilding.com to see the Cleary difference. And by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers, are proud sponsors of UW Athletics. 7:55 left of the first half. Providence 29, Wisconsin 11. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local. I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 40. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 60 tomorrow. Lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hustle is what it takes to dominate, and it's exactly what Built for Tough Trucks were made to do. Check out the F-150 or the Super Duty at your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. 7:55 left of the first half. Providence on fire, leading Wisconsin 29-11.
75% from the three-point line. When somebody's shooting like that, you have to get aggressive. You have to get more physical. I think Wisconsin only has a couple fouls. Like, get in there, get more aggressive. There's no reason to reserve right now.
Meanwhile, Providence has committed five fouls. We'll see if Wisconsin can continue to mount that foul count on the Friars, maybe get to the free throw line. Here's Chucky Hepburn at the top of the circle, matched up with Devin Carter. Hepburn for three, left of the wheel, no chance. Flip the right side iron, no good. Pierre the rebound for Providence, ahead to Bryce Hopkins. Hopkins matched up with Wall. A throw to Ticket Gain. Shot fake from three. Now Hopkins takes the three. Right of the circle, no good. John Blackwell the rebound. Blackwell, Klesman, Hepburn, Wall, and Gilmore. The five on the floor for Wisconsin. Wall top of the arc. He'll throw it to Klesman. Takes the top of the circle. Wheels around Wall. Now it's Gilmore. Carter kills the dribble. Darts it out the Wall. Top of the circle. A feed for Blackwell left wing. Blackwell baseline left on the probe. Retreats. Throws to Wall. Tyler with 10 to shoot. Right lane line. Wall in the paint, out to Gilmore. They're begging him to shoot the three. He won't take the bait. Five to shoot. Now here's Wall. Right block. Tyler backing. Turns up right hand. Off the rim, no. And a whistle inside. Foul called on Gilmore trying to get the weak side rebound.
Offense just seems stale. The ball's not moving. Guys' bodies aren't moving. They got to get aggressive here.
Steven Crowell back in for Carter Gilmore. 7:05 left in the half. 29-11 Providence. 13-2 run here for the Friars. Meanwhile, Wisconsin has missed 11 of its last 12 shot attempts. Jaden Pierre between the circles. A throw to Hopkins at the top. Bryce Hopkins, all Big East caliber player, gives off to Corey Floyd. Kick to Gaines right in the circle. Now it's Carter off the right wing to the free throw line. Move it in on Klesman. Off balance shot. Missed off balance because he was fouled. They're going to get Max Klesman for the foul. His first.
I think Chucky actually on that reach.
Oh, was it on Hepburn instead? Okay.
I think he said, yeah.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. Okay. And that's unfortunate because that'll be two on Chucky if that's the case.
I think so.
Yep. Yep, it is. It is on Hepburn, not on Klesman. So Devin Carter at the free throw line. 9 points for him already. He missed the first free throw. So Chucky will come out. Isaac Lindsay is in. And Greg Gard is not one of those coaches who likes to keep a player out there with two fouls in the first half. I mean, there are exceptions. Hasn't been early this season yet, but rarely does he leave someone in with two fouls. Second free throw good, but if this one really looks like it's slipping away, he may break that rule. Press is on, 30-11 Providence as the Badgers break the press and now go into the offense. Isaac Lindsay out front for Wisconsin. Lindsay between the circles, gives off to Klesman high on the right, back to Isaac, a throw to Crowell on the left wing. Stephen Crowell out front for Wisconsin. Shot clock is at 7, Wall right side. Tyler with 5 to shoot. Tyler against Gaines. Wall backing. Backing. Turns. 1 to shoot. Up left hand. Good. Just beating the shot clock. First points for Wall tonight.
Way to be aggressive and patient. With shot blockers, you got to go with their nose. Good job by Tyler.
30-13. Providence. 6:05 left of the first half. But the ball is Hopkins. Gives off to Gaines on the left wing. Flips it to Floyd. Rotates to Carter right side. Klesman trying to stay in front of him. Carter retreats. Now Floyd wraps it along the perimeter to Hopkins with a jab step. Left of the circle. 8 to shoot. Hopkins moves in on Wall. Whistle. And traveling is the call, which saved him from the foul. They're going to get Hopkins for steps. Turnover Providence.
Great job by Tyler to get him to go to the middle. That's exactly where the help was. And he fell off balance.
Here outs. Carway Duall is back in for Providence. 5:48 left in the half, 30-13, the Friars. Inbounds pass to Isaac Lindsay. Lindsay in the backcourt against Duall. Isaac gets it across the left-hand dribble, taking it through the logo. Now it's Klesman, a bounce into Crowell, posting. He got fouled by Hopkins. That'll be his first of the team's 6th.
That's what Crowell needs to do. When the ball's on the strong side, he's got to seal that back boy right off, and he did a great job going right into Hopkins' chest and made him reach.
Rafael Castro in. Floyd sits down, so they go a little bigger. Castro's 6'11". At 7 rebounds against Milwaukee Saturday night. Inbounds pass to John Blackwell, left wing, throws to Crowell. 5.5 minutes left of the break. 30-13, Providence. Crowell top of the arc. Picked up the dribble, throws to Blackwell off the left wing, shovels it into Crowell in the lane, up right hand. He walked first. Turnover Wisconsin. That's a nice feed from Blackwell, but the Badgers big man guilty of the turnover.
Just a little hesitant on there, and he got his feet a little mixed up.
Turnover number 3 for Wisconsin in this first half. The issue, though, has been shooting. They're 6 of 26, including 1 of 9 from distance. Duval throwing to Carter out between the arcs. Now it's Castro left of the circle. Rafael Castro, a couple of left-hand dribbles, hands off to Carter and trying to hedge the screen. Not there. Foul is called. They'll get Klesman. And that'll be his first.
Right there, just trying to hustle and come around that, and Carter just stopped and he ran into him. There was not a lot he could do on that.
Both teams with 6 fouls now. 5:11 left in the half. 30-13 Providence. Bryce Hopkins, sideline left, inbounds to Duall. Off the screen from Castro. Working over it is Lindsay. Duall feeds Carter, baseline right, moving in on Klesman. Stops now in the lane, one pump hanging. His pass intended for Castro, picked off by Stephen Crowell. Turnover Providence, Lindsay right side of the court, defending. Isaac on the right wing. Bounce pass Crowell, top of the circle. Crowell against Castro. Up of the dribbles, kills the dribble. Pivots, needs help, finds Wall right of the wheel. Wall fakes the handoff to Blackwell. Instead, a bounce feed into Crowell, right of the paint. Crowell single coverage, a little dig from Gaines. Out to Blackwell, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot. Blackwell foul line, jumper is good. John Blackwell with 9 off the bench in the first half.
Great inside-out basketball. Crowell waiting until the defense sucked down. And good job by Blackwell to get into the paint for that nice jumper.
A couple of buckets just barely beating the shot clock. 4:14 left in the half, 30-15 Providence. Duval at the top of the circle. Duval hesitation dribble, and he got tied up by Isaac Lindsay. Will they give him continuation? Don't think so. No shot. But a 1-1 coming up for Providence with 4:07 left in the half.
With the rotation, with as many guys as they've got, I know Chucky's in foul trouble. Wisconsin has to be uber aggressive. They only have 4 fouls. Get after them.
Duall at the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 for Garway Duall, who had committed under the previous regime. And then when Kim English came in, they say the first thing he did was fly out to L.A. and get him to recommit. And it worked. It was a flight that was money well spent. Front end of the 1-1 is missed. The Badgers clear the rebound. 4 minutes left in the first half. 30-15 Providence. Nolan Winter back in there for Wisconsin. Gives off to Max Klusman on the left wing. A throw back out to Winter. The freshman will feed Wall. High on the right. A throw to Klusman off the Winter screen. Max left in the lane. Out the wall for three. Right of the circle. Back iron no good. Rebound flying in there is Rafael Castro. One and out for Wisconsin. Here's Gaines. Drives by Wall. Baseline right. Hanging. Runs it up. Miss. But a foul. And ticket Gaines will be going to the free throw line. They'll get Isaac Lindsay for his second foul. And we've got a break in the action. No one gets you closer to the game than SiriusXM Big Ten Radio. Tune in for news, talk, and analysis from the offseason through the regular season and into the postseason. We've got your team covered anywhere you go. Get a free trial at SiriusXM.us/Big Ten Radio. 2023. 3:37 left in the first half. Providence 30, Wisconsin 15. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
This basketball season, let LRS be your MVP in the waste diversion and recycling industry. There won't be any turnovers when it comes to the services that LRS provides its valued customers, especially with services such as waste and recycling collection for businesses, roll-off dumpster rentals, and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction, renovation, or outdoor event. See the LRS difference by choosing the team with over 2,000 dedicated employees that puts trust and reliability first. LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, then really, who is it? Choose a Brewpub pizza loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with more than half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brewpub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. 3:37 left in the first half. Providence leads Wisconsin 30-15. The good news is the Friars have cooled off. They've gone a bit more than 3 minutes without scoring. The bad news is they were really hot before that. They were 11 of 17 from the field, 6 of 9 from the arc, 2 of 6 from the foul line, and it's pretty much the polar opposite, Charlie, for Wisconsin. 7 of 28, 1 of 10 from 3, and they have yet to get to the foul line.
Yeah, it comes down right now. It's not who's better, it's who's executing. Providence is doing exactly what their game plan was. Forcing stuff in. As soon as there's key shots or transitions, they're getting three-pointers. Wisconsin only has four fouls. Get after them. This is an effort thing. Right now, if you're going to change the energy in this arena, you got to get after it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's eight fouls.
Yeah,
oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, they're in the bonus. Yep.
Well, foul more. No, I'm just kidding. No, what... It does come down to that defensive mindset, and they have yet to let that thing click. And we talked about it earlier, whether it's the offense or whether it's the defense, it's a mindset, and they have to get that all together, and it's going to have to be on tough competition like this.
Ticket Gaines at the free throw line, and he missed the first. Spent 2 years at Tennessee and then went to George Mason. Likes Kim English, in other words. English was an assistant at Tennessee before taking the head coaching job at George Mason, and he's up to Providence with them now. After missing the first free throw, the left-hander Gaines hits the second. Marcus Silver in there for Wisconsin now. 31-15 Providence, 3:37 left in the first half. Friars show press and start to release. Now they start to close in on Lindsay again. Gets it across half court to Ilver. Marcus leads it for A.J. Storr, and the Badgers go into the offense. Providence just trying to get you a little bit off schedule, and it's been working. Ilver outside left, throws to Klesman. Max puts it on the deck, leans in, left elbow jumper. It is in and out, no good. Rafael Castro the rebound. Now Devin Carter busting up to the front court. Little stop and go move, jump stop low on the right, throws it up, missed it, but he was fouled by Klesman, and free throws are coming up.
That's his second foul as well. They're just getting deep penetration, and again, we keep repeating it, but there's got to be, when he comes down the lane through the middle, there has to be a pinch from the wing, and that's just not what's happening.
And Carter with 10 first half points. And just 2 of 5 at the free throw line. First free throw here is good. Connor Asijan will check in for Klesman, so he's the Max, the second Badger on the bench with 2 fouls. Actually, the third, Isaac Lindsay has, Lindsay's still out there with 2 fouls. Both free throws good, 33-15 Providence. 3:05 left in the half, and Connor Asijan brings it up for Wisconsin, and he carried it. Looked like Lindsay was going to come and get it out of his hands, and Asijan opted not to hand off, and he carried it, and there's an unforced error. And now John Blackwell will come in for Wisconsin.
That pressure's starting to get to them a little bit. They've just got to slow their minds down, slow their energy down, and get back in this game.
3:02 left in the half, 33-15 Providence. Devin Carter inbounds to Jade Pierre, left of the circle. And there's going the other way. A little offensive foul on Garway Dual, or Castro, I should say.
Yeah, he's got to be set before he makes that roll, yep. And he was not set.
Rafael Castro, his second. 2:58 left in the half. That was team-controlled non-shooting, 33-15 Providence. Lindsay on the dribble across half court. To the right wing, goes into A.J. Storr, low on the right, and he walked with the ball, trying to pump first and then take the shot as the turnover train continues.
There wasn't a lot of flow. That went right down to the post and right to the shot. Again, Providence has a lot of spring, a lot of bounce. We got to wear them out.
Pierre outside left to hedge on the screen from Crowd. Now picked up by Lindsay, a throw to Carter. Slipped it into Castro trying to dunk, and he was denied because Crowd fouled him. And Castro just trying to drop the hammer there, and Stevie was able to disrupt enough and make him earn it at the foul line with 2:31 left in the first half.
He almost got away with that block. He's just on the follow through. He hit him on the arm. Great job by Steve getting to him, but it's all position right now that Wisconsin's getting beat.
Castro looking for his first points in this game and still looking. The first free throw around the rim and out. 2:31 left in the half. 33-15 Providence. Second free throw coming up for Castro on the way, and that's no good. And a whistle as they're going to get Marcus Ilver, I think, trying to seal off ticket gains, and he fouled him trying to do so.
The mental errors are starting to add up. If you're going to chip away at this game, you got to eliminate that mental game.
Providence in the double bonus, so 2 free throws here for Gaines. He split his free throws a moment ago. 2:30 left in the half. 18-point lead for the Friars. First attempt is good. Chucky Hepburn is going to check back in. We're just saying sometimes there are exceptions to the rule, and if you think this game is really getting away from you, you're Greg Gard, you don't have a lot of choice.
Yeah, you're tipping on the edge of going down 20 before halftime. This is definitely a move that you won't make unless there's a big risk.
Second free throw coming up, and that is good. 35-15. But it's 2:30 left in the first half. Here comes A.J. Storr for Wisconsin. Badgers trying to make something positive happen these last couple of minutes and have a reason to believe here tonight. They are down 20 points here in Providence, Rhode Island. Blackwell with a bounce for Hepburn, 13 on the shot clock. Hepburn against Carter, around a crowd screen. A throw to Blackwell. Pull up foul line jumper, in and out, no good. Mount swatted around, gathered by Stevie Crow. And he'll throw it out to Hepburn. 2 minutes left in the half. Badgers down 20. Hepburn around a crowd screen. Stops right elbow, feeds Ilver, rotates Blackwell. Bad pass, he wanted. Crow was deflected out of bounds by Castro. Badgers fortunate to keep it with 10 on the shot clock.
Yeah, Blackwell's really lucky there. On those entry passes, you got to fire those. You cannot lob them in.
Tyler Wall will come in for Marcus Silver. 1:53 left in the half, 35-15 Providence. Inbounds pass Storr. He'll catch inside, low on the right, goes up and in. First points for Storr.
I think I see a mismatch right now. Storr is bigger, faster, and stronger. I think they got to attack Ticket Gaines.
1:40 left in the half, 35-17 Providence. Pierre to the front court. Castro will whip it to Carter high on the left. Sends to Pierre up top. On a Castro screen. Pierre inside feed, batted around. Castro gathers, mid post right. Backing on Crow. Runs it out to Gaines. Open three, right corner, off the rim, no good. Rebound, Devin Carter went up strong. Knocked away Blackwell. Now Wall to the floor. His pass goes off the foot of Blackwell, but Hepburn is there to gather. Watt hustle, 1:10 left in the half. Chucky left of the lane, almost had his pocket picked, and a foul is called, bailout variety. That's on Jaden Pierre, and a 1-1 coming up for Hepburn.
I don't know about you, Matt, but the last three possession, Wisconsin's more aggressive. They're getting after it. They're on the floor diving for stuff. That's the kind of energy that'll change this game.
Blackwell has provided a lot of that energy, too,
right? A lot of that energy. He's getting into the lane and second opportunities. Every time he's gotten to the lane, either Crow or Wall have gotten that second chance.
A 1-1 for Hepburn. 1:07 left in the half. 35-17 Providence. Chucky with the front end. It's good. 3 points for Hepburn. One more coming for Chucky.
It may not seem like a lot. You may seem like you're down too many, but these are the chippy points that if you get these and get rolling, it's going to be a positive here for the second half.
35-19 Providence as we come up on the final minute of the first half. Pierre off the Hopkins screen. A throw to Hopkins at the top. Hopkins left of the lane, spin move. Short jumper. It'll bounce in for Bryce Hopkins. Ending a long field goal drought that was some 7 minutes. 45 seconds left of the break, 37-19, Providence. Outside right is Hepburn throwing to Crow, top of the circle, feeds Wall, throws to Hepburn at the top. Chucky on the dribble, sends it to Wall, a pass for A.J. Storr. He'll snap off a three left side, off the rim, no good. Whistle inside, foul called, and this will go against Providence. D.J. Karstensen on the call. It's assessed to Castro, and that will be his third.
Yeah, great job by Crowley. He saw that Storr was pulling up for that, and he went to the weak side rebound and had him pinned right from the shot.
Use it or lose it timeout taken by Kim English with 29.4 seconds left in the half. 37-19, Providence. I was doing a double take. I don't know about you, about that field goal drought that Providence was on, but the lead isn't exactly shrinking. They're getting a lot of free throws, but they're missing. They're leaving some meat on the bone. The Friars just 7-14 at the foul line. So this, long story short, this 18-point deficit could be a heck of a lot worse.
It could be a lot worse. What we're noticing is, at least I think going into the second half, you got both their bigs in foul trouble. That could be a key, crucial thing that as we get into the second half, attack the rim, get them in foul trouble, and then we can be more aggressive.
Yeah, Oduro's been on the bench for quite a while with the 2 fouls, and as you mentioned, Castro just picked up his third. So, yeah, a chance to close this half on a good note and then see if you can't make a run in the second half.
Because I don't think you put Oduro back in here with his 2 fouls. I think you got to sub this in and go small on their lineup, and that could be, I know there's only 30 seconds left, but we got an attempt right here for some free throws. Be aggressive.
29.4 seconds left in the half. You got Blackwell, Lindsey, Storr, Crowell, and Wall. So guard gets Hepburn back on the bench, protecting him with those
That's
2 fouls.
Move. Yep. Yeah, really heady play. Get Lindsey back out here to manage the clock. But they're going to come big and strong. And left Castro with 3.
They did. 1-1 for Crow. Front end is good. Just the third foul shot of the half here for Wisconsin. 37-20 Providence. 29.4 left in the half. Second attempt for Crow on the way. Straight through. 37-21 the Friars. They can take the final shot. Shot clock is dark. Providence is led by as many as 20. It's now a 16-point lead. 37-21. 20 seconds left in the half.
The momentum shifted just a little bit right now. I think that if they get this stop, that's a great way to go into the half.
Pierre with 12 seconds, edge of the center circle. Now he gives it to Hopkins, checked by Wall, 8 seconds. Hopkins left of the lane, slips, recovers, 4 seconds left, with three, with two, with one, into Castro. He cannot handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. So a little something to build on, right, Charlie?
Absolutely. And what did Tyler Wahl do? He forced it to the middle. When you force it to the middle, it makes it harder to make all those reads.
All right, the Badgers hitting just 25% of their shots, 1 of 11 from three, but doing some good things here to late, and we'll see if they can build on that moving forward. Halfway through here in Providence. Providence 37, Wisconsin 21. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Bold shooting for Wisconsin, a red-hot start for Providence. The Friars did have a dry spell, but Kim English takes his team in the locker room up 16 at 37-21. Devin Carter with 12 points leading the way. Jaden Pierre with 11, including 3 of 3 from Walker. She hasn't missed a shot. 3 threes and a drive to the bucket. Bryce Hopkins with 7, 4 for Josh Oduro, and 3 for Devontae Gaines. For Wisconsin, John Blackwell is leading the way for the Badgers as he had 10 points, but they credit for 9 in the first half for Blackwell. 4 for Chucky Hepburn, 4 points, 5 rebounds for Stephen Crowell, 2 points for Tyler Wahl, and 2 for A.J. Storr. Providence leads Wisconsin at the half, 37-21. Coming up is our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus, all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
On Wisconsin, the fight song that boasts the winningness of the Badgers. Just like the claim, Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks, touts our 46 years of triumph, thanks to towing, torque, payload, and more patents than the word fight is repeated in a fight song. Built Ford Tough capabilities that make F-Series trucks the champions of can-do, and exactly why so many sing their praises. Shop your F-Series at your Wisconsin and UP Ford dealers, proud supporters of Wisconsin athletics, based on 1977 to 2022 CY total sales.
Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With the West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory. Every detail. Everything you've worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? Because the worst brings out our best. Visit thesilverlining.com to find out more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
At the half, Providence leads Wisconsin 37-21. Before we move on,